It's been a magnificent 5 days off. Hope that you had the opportunity to spend it with family, friends, and those that you love the most. Welcome back. I am back and happy to be here. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the Supreme Court, as we all know, hasn't been perfect over the last few years, but last week was probably their best week since they got rid of Roe v. Wade a year ago. They delivered multiple rulings strengthening religious liberty and thwarting the gay mafia. They held up wannabe dictator Biden's plan to forgive $500 billion in student loans, which we'll get to here in a moment. But their most important ruling of all is the one that they delivered on affirmative action. The United States Constitution makes it explicitly clear the government can't deny people equal treatment under the law. But the left has spent decades circumventing that clear-cut requirement. Often they've made the ludicrous claim that the law actually mandates unequal, radically discriminatory treatment. And nowhere are they more dishonest about this than in college admissions. For decades, colleges have systematically discriminated against white and Asian applicants in favor of Black and Hispanic ones. If you're Asian, you need to be perfect to get into a top college. But if you're Black, you barely need to show up at all. According to studies, being Black instead of Asian is worth more than 300 points on the SAT. At Harvard University, their admissions department was caught systematically rating Asians as having deficient personalities so they could justify just rejecting them en masse. We live under the empire of lies. If we've talked about this ad nauseum on this program, and affirmative action is one of the pillars of the empire of lies. The left claims that affirmative action doesn't lower standards. It does. That claim is not discrimination when it is. They say that. They say that it's needed for diversity when there's nothing the left hates more than actual diversity. It was disgusting behavior. And last week, the Supreme Court called them out. In a 6-3 ruling, the court ruled that the admissions of politics at Harvard and UNC illegally discriminated based on race. Now, already, of course, the left is howling in pain and rage. AOC had a complete meltdown on CNN over Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion, savaging affirmative action Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. TV personality Joy Reid whined that she could have never gotten into Harvard without affirmative action, as if it wasn't obvious just from hearing her talk. Well, as always, it's going to be a fight. Already, the left is adjusting their plan on college admissions to keep white people out and favor their allies. Their new tactic is things like getting rid of test scores. That way, there's no paper trail at all to prove discrimination. So we have to be alert and ready with devastating lawsuits. One of the best parts of this decision, though, is that it could set up for the future amazing things. Colleges are far from the only places in America that have anti-white discrimination. Our own government discriminates flagrantly in hiring and awarding contracts. Corporations practice racist anti-white hiring all the time. So it's time for these people to be sued into oblivion. The Supreme Court has shown us the path. Now we just have to seize it. Errol Weber is a former GOP House candidate from California, originally hailing from Kingston, Jamaica. He's now an influencer and documentary filmmaker, and he joins us now. Errol, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, how are you doing?
How have they gotten away with this for so long without people noticing or demanding that equal and fair treatment be given to all races legitimately?
I think it is to make up for what they've done legislatively over the past few decades. I'll give you a quick example. Back in 2020, I ran for California's 37th congressional district, which is right in the middle of LA. And that district was 25% white, 25% black, 39% Latino, and 9% Asian, with a median income of $46,000 a year and a high school graduation rate of 77% and a college graduation rate of 35%. Now, how did that happen? And why did they allow this to happen for so many decades? They're now trying to make up for shortcomings when it comes to their own education system here in California by forcing colleges to accept more and more mediocre students. I came from Jamaica in 2002, And I experienced quite the culture shock because I was finishing 10th grade in Jamaica and then came to US to finish, to start 11th grade. And I saw a culture shift while I was in Jamaica competing with other students to become the next Rhodes Scholar. I came to Baltimore to Milford Mill Academy. And I saw that there were people who took pleasure in throwing paper balls at the teacher and being the biggest nuisance. And I'm thinking to myself, imagine if all of these students buckled down and got their learn on. Imagine if they actually took the time to learn everything that they possibly can and be able to diversify their skill set before even entering college. Imagine how much further along they would be. I think the focus is on the wrong things. They're focusing on diversity to make up for their shortcomings. And I believe that we need to start at the elementary school level to make sure that students have financial literacy training as early as the fourth, fifth, sixth grade, that people are learning the skilled trades in middle school and become certified in a skilled trade by the end of middle school, and also becoming certified in yet another skill by the end of junior year of high school. So you can enter senior year of high school with the ability to pivot, with the ability to decide for yourself how you want to go about your adult years, whether you want to go to a private college, a public college, whether you want to go straight into the job world, whether you want to start your own company. You'll be able to do this because you have the ability to pivot. There's one more thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
2020 has taught us something when it comes to COVID, that many people across the United States were not prepared to pivot when life comes at them fast. And that is why we need to place the emphasis at the early years that people gain as much knowledge as possible and take their education seriously. I also believe that we need to make sure that parents are strong influences in the household and take better control of their children's education and their future.
Yeah, our corporate crime syndicate is totally against parents having any say at all in their children's upbringing. They want to have complete control over them in these indoctrination camps that we know as the public school system, and then continue that with these woke universities that are practicing blatantly, overtly into illegal discrimination against white people. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. I mean, is this part of the great white replacement that we now can't deny is real in this country?
It is part of the great white replacement that is happening, and it's unfortunate because it puts us at a disadvantage on the world stage. Right now, there are many countries that are angling to become the next superpower, and what we don't need is a bunch of underachievers muddying the pool. What we do need is for people to strive to be their best self, to enforce, to promote a culture of wanting to be your best self, of always wanting to be better and do better and have multiple skills. That is something that we need to promote all throughout the United States, not this diversity quota of, I think it is, like, for example, the Harvard admission ratios, it was 12% for Asians, 15% for whites, 31% for Hispanics, and 56% for Blacks. Like, that is systemic racism in and of itself right there. Black people comprise 13% of the U.S. population, but somehow make up half of the admissions in Harvard. We are seeing that people who rightfully deserve to go to advanced universities are being shut out because of a diversity
quota. So I value your opinion here. We have our thoughts and opinions on why that is occurring. But what do you believe is the underlying engine that's driving the horsepower through the veins of this discrimination?
I believe, and of course, I could be wrong, but it is one more way to keep people voting a certain way. If you're able to keep people voting a certain way, you can keep a system in place. There are systems in place throughout the United States over the past decades that have kept the left in power in certain cities. And we are seeing this happen over and over again, where the more stuff you give out, the more they guilt trip people into voting for them to maintain power.
Isn't it obvious, though, that voting is
a power grab?
It's fake and rigged voting, at least temporarily right now. I believe that it has been since they shot JFK, actually, that these people are installed, probably why you didn't win, because you were speaking the truth in the middle of L.A. You know, so is this like a pause? So when we get back to actual real voting, that they'll have, you know, the voting numbers? Or do you believe that we actually do vote?
I believe that across the United States, across California, people do vote. The problem is we have a situation of voter apathy happening all across California. I'll give you an example. In the most recent primary and general election in California. I know these numbers specifically, but in the June 7th primary last year in Imperial County, California, the southernmost area of California, they had 17% voter turnout. In Orange County, they had 35% voter turnout. In the general election, Imperial County, I believe, had about 30 to 35% voter turnout, and Orange County had 55% voter turnout.
Do you attribute that any of that to the mass majority of people know that it's fake? I mean, we watched elections get stolen right out in front of us. Donald Trump, Carrie Lake. I mean, I could go on. So do you think that that apathetic attitude is not necessarily just apathy, but more so, what's the purpose? What's the point? Vote harder?
There are two things that need to happen. From the judicial standpoint, we do need to continue to attack all voter fraud whenever it happens. And two, we need to make sure we're working on our get out the vote effort. It is not enough to just address voter fraud when it happens. We also have to make sure that people get out and vote, because if you have no votes to start with, there is nothing to count. So we need to make sure that we are making the effort for people to get out and vote.
Going back to this racial discrimination stuff, because we kind of got off track there. I'm sorry. I'm pretty passionate about the fake voting system, installing people. We now have a corporate crime syndicate. I say it all the time on this program, a murderous regime. And that comes from both sides of the aisle, by the way, which I believe is a construct. This whole idea of a two-party representative government is clearly just an illusion, because we have a massive amount of extremely dangerous rhinos that have completely sold their soul, specifically in the federal government between the House and the Senate, in the D.C. Beltway, that have become complete swamp creatures, sold out to special interests and lobbyists and major corporations like Pfizer and, of course, Amazon, and the list goes on. Bill Gates, George Soros, all these people are funneling money into the pockets of these people. You shouldn't be a millionaire or gaining millionaire status when you're a public servant. I mean, do you agree with that in short?
I believe that every American has the ability to invest in the United States as they see fit. But if you're a person running for elected office, or a person in elected office, actually, I believe that there needs to be a level of transparency with everything that you do with the market. If you are going to benefit from what you hear in your private meetings when you're in Congress or you're in committee, you need to make sure that this information is also shared with the American public almost immediately after you hear this information. So, because you cannot just be taking advantage of finding out that this oil company is doing that and this tech company is doing that, then buying $1 million in stock in that company.
But they're doing it all the time. I mean, this is exactly what they're doing. Constantly, they're breaking the law. These people are criminals. This disgusting behavior by Harvard and UNC, these are probably the only ones that were mentioned after the court ruled that these admission policies were completely racist and discriminated based on race against whites specifically. This is probably systematic and going on in a lot of other places other than just Harvard and UNC. How do we stop it? I've got 2 minutes left.
We stop it by first, you have to get to the root cause of it. If you want to have everyone having a better footing to be able to go to elite colleges, we need to make sure that we have elite high school education, elite middle school education. That is what we need going forward.
So this is on the parents to get involved, to be at their school board meetings.
That's to the parents getting involved. Yeah. I made a whole film about this. When there is single parenthood, it contributes toward the school to prison pipeline. And the school to prison pipeline results in very poor testing scores. It results in more incarceration, it involves more recidivism, and it just perpetuates a status of mediocrity throughout our communities. So one of the things that needs to happen is promoting the two-parent household, promoting having strong family units, and those strong family units promoting proper conservative values, and also promoting how amazing it is to get the greatest education possible. This is a land of opportunity. I came from Jamaica and I hit the ground running. And I believe everyone else in the United States needs to stop taking their education for granted and take advantage of all the opportunities that are offered to them here.
Yeah, we just celebrated our independence from a monarchy. You know, I think that this is a war that we are just now starting to have to fight again. We're going to have our independence away from this corporate crime syndicate, this woke regime, this murderous cabal, then we're going to have to rise up. And that shouldn't be a bad word. Our government should fear us, not the other way around. And I think that we're only at the precipice of something major. it's going to break eventually. Americans are only going to take so much. And when you talk about apathy, you know, this boomer generation was pretty apathetic. They were pretty complacent for many, many decades, which has put us in the position that we are in now. I'm not saying that boomers are all bad, but you have to admit, you have to be able to point out what our biggest weakness has been in order to attack that weakness and strengthen it until it's no longer, and then identify our newest weakness so that we as a people can govern ourselves with a government that is actually representative of the people. And that starts with these publicly funded institutions. Like you said, with middle school and high school, parents need to get involved. They need to be at the school board meetings. They need to run for school board. They need to demand that the smut is out of their libraries and that these teachers are not groomers and that groomers go to prison like they should be and keep your hands off of our kids. You touch our kids, we'll kill you. I think the death penalty for pedophiles needs to be reenacted immediately in every state. If I were the president, on day one, I would sign an executive order making it mandatory in every state to execute pedophiles immediately shortly after conviction. None of this life on death row through multiple appeals soaking the taxpayer. No, no, no. You touch our kids, we kill you. That was just a side thought. But Errol Weber, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Welcome back. So last week, the Supreme Court crushed Joe Biden's completely illegal plan to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars in federal student loans. In case you don't recall the details, last year, Biden announced a plan to forgive $10,000 in student loans for any person making less than $125,000, plus another $10,000 of forgiveness for anyone who had ever received a Pell Grant. Biden claimed that he had the right to do this because of a law passed 2 decades ago, the Post-9/11 Heroes Act, which gave the Secretary of Education the power to waive or modify any statutory or regulatory provision for someone affected by a war or other military operation or national emergency. Keep that one in mind, national emergency. The actual and obvious intent of that law was to assist people affected by major terrorist attacks or to make sure that soldiers fighting in Iraq weren't impacted by student loans while they were fighting in a useless war, by the way. The law was plainly not intended to allow the Department of Education to announce a fake emergency like, oh, I don't know, COVID-19, and then use it to give away $400 billion. But that's exactly what Chairman Biden tried to do. His plan was basically an act of robbery against anyone who had already paid off their loans or who worked a job to avoid needing to take out loans or who went to a lower status college on a scholarship to avoid loans or who didn't go to college at all to avoid going into debt. All of those people who made responsible decisions were losers and suckers under Biden's plan. The winners are the people who recklessly took out debt. But the even bigger winners are the worthless, parasitic colleges who enabled them. Those schools are the ones who actually get all of the loan money. They aren't required to teach anything useful at all. They aren't required to put out graduates who actually do well in the job market. They aren't required to do anything at all, in fact. Those schools just get unlimited money from the federal government, meaning you, to funnel to whatever woke nonsense they want. Again, an example of how we are funding our own demise. These are indoctrination camps. Well, fortunately, Biden's plan got shot down by the Supreme Court, but that's just one battle won. The war is far from over because, in fact, the Biden regime had a plan B all along for ignoring the Supreme Court completely. Just hours after the court's decision, Biden delivered remarks announcing that he'll be using a different federal law, the Higher Education Act, to eliminate as many student loans as possible. It's clear all of this was planned in advance. I mean, that's obvious to anyone watching, of course, but it's also been 100% confirmed by the operatives with Project Veritas. On Friday, Veritas released a new undercover video showing McKeezy Motley, that's the director of federal policy at this left-wing education group called Chiefs for Change. In that video, Motley is explicit. What the Supreme Court has to say about a student loan forgiveness is irrelevant as far as Biden cares.
The first couple of months, people are like, artists. And they do. Most of them, I don't think, even understand.
Should I not tell anyone what you said?
What the Biden administration's backup plan is, they made change the IDR program and raise the floor of what could be served from a payment to like 80K. That's what they're going to do. And that would make more people eligible for zero per month, but yet that would be
have they not announced that yet?
Oh, yeah. The wings left this week.
Oh, they're waiting till this week.
They're waiting. The Department of Education doesn't know how to count. Here's the whole one. Second graders can count better than the rest of the year. Each day, you basically put a whole squad of federal government of middle class.
The Supreme Court has just blocked President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 of student loans to millions of borrowers under the HEROES Act, ruling it as unconstitutional. Project Veritas has now learned the details of President Biden's unannounced Plan B to this strategy. Meet McKeezy Motley, the policy director for Chiefs for Change, an influential nonprofit lobbying group that represents school superintendents. Motley shared with our journalists some insight into his work with the Department of Education under the Biden administration.
We also basically work with the Biden administration. Like, who do you work with?
Listen to Congress. We do a lot of work in Congress, like the committees. That's my background, like, it's government relations, like, yeah. Federal relations.
What do you do then? Like, what do you talk to them about?
So, think of it this way. It's kind of quasi-lobbying. I'm not a registered lobbyist. I just, but think of it like having a clock. And your client has certain concerns or things they're watching. And you know that Hill has certain concerns and needs to watch in. My job is to watch, keep track of what are the concerns for my members and translate that to the Hill.
And then what does the Biden administration tell you about it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's not unusual to get, we want this. Can you help us? Sometimes I have to say yes.
We looked into Chiefs for Change to verify these claims and see just how much insight Motley could actually have into the education policies of the Biden administration. Aside from their CEO's 2021 letter to President Biden offering, quote, focused education recommendations, Project Veritas found several correlations between initiatives championed by Chiefs for Change, that shortly became agenda items for the Biden administration. Increased funding for Title I, the Institute of Education Sciences, and Pell Grants, among others. Choose for Change receives millions in funding from several other nonprofits and foundations, including Blue Meridian Partners, a partner of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Shocking. Mr. Motley has already wiped out his presence on Twitter. Chiefs for Change has yanked him off of their website. Too late. This is actually a far more radical plan than Biden's plan to forgive loans. According to Motley, what the Biden regime is planning to do is raise the income threshold where a person has to make no student loan payments all the way up to about $80,000. For reference, that's more than double the median per capita income of this country. It would basically be a declaration that anyone can go to any left-wing college, take out as much debt as they want to, and unless they make a mountain of money afterwards, they'll never have to repay it. Instead, the suckers who actually pay taxes have to pay. It's just direct robbery from the American people to make parasitic universities as wealthy as possible. So there's exactly one fair way to do student loan forgiveness. Seize the endowments of the college themselves and confiscate the ill-gotten wealth of their high-level administrators. If they want to keep getting student loans in the future, here's the policy. If a person gets a loan and can't pay it back, then that college is on the hook for repaying it. And if the college can't or won't repay the loan, then they get shut down. Period. And then we get the money from the school's employees. That would be a fair system. Make the people who benefit from the higher education racket have some skin in the game and make sure that they suffer if their students suffer. But that's the exact policy that we'll never get, precisely because this is a racket. The only people the Biden regime wants to lose are the middle-class American taxpayers. Christian Hartsock is chief investigative journalist at Project Veritas and also a writer and director with Atlantis Pictures, and he joins us now. Christian, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Stu.
Yeah, of course. So the federally subsidized loan scam Democrats and Republicans continue to use to rob the American public of most of their wealth, creating debt slaves for useless college degrees, dumped billions of dollars into Carrie Katz's pockets. Carrie Katz is the prolific Democrat donor and billionaire who buys politicians from both parties to keep the loan scam going. Carrie Katz is also the man who provided a ton of capital that helped convert people like Mark Levin from a D-rate radio host into, for better or worse, one of the leaders of the GOP on the radio, second only behind maybe CIA lapdog Sean Hannity or Mormon mafioso Glenn Beck. Anytime someone raises the issue of college loans, the Coke-tied white paper club inside the Beltline in D.C. reacts in concert like Pavlov's dogs because they're owned by Democrat billionaire Carrie Katz. Pay your loans. We paid ours. That's what they scream all the time. But does it really even make sense for American taxpayers to pay these loans?
Well, as McKees himself said, this is a cash cow for the federal government, and it puts the federal government on the backs of the middle of a lot of middle class people. What was most striking to our team at Project Veritas was that he was so confident that the Biden administration would need a backup plan to deal with the $1.64 trillion outstanding in student loan debt prior to the Supreme Court decision. It's almost as if they anticipated that this was not going to be seen as a constitutional move. As you pointed out, the Supreme Court argued that Biden should have sought congressional approval before attempting to implement what would have been a substantial taxpayer expense. And this is a huge, very substantial taxpayer expense that we at Project Veritas felt that the American people ought to know about one way or the other. And apparently it had to be this way.
Yeah, think about these young adults too, these college kids who were promised jobs. But the same people who sold them the loans replaced the kids with lower paid, less skilled labor. I mean, maybe universities should just liquidate their endowments, pay off those loans. We can start clean with a blank slate. No more federally guaranteed loans. Would Project Veritas and the Inside the Beltway DC swamp crew behind the likes of Levin at the Cato Institute support a total overhaul of the broken loan system?
Well, what we support mostly, as you know, as this videotape being an example, is the American people getting to see how the sausage is made in Washington. Who are the marionettes pulling the strings of the Biden administration? Who are the people behind actually affecting policy? And so, this guy, Chiefs for Change, our researchers, one of the things we do is we don't just say, oh, an anonymous source told us. X, Y, and Z. We actually, you know, obviously put them on videotape. So we know exactly, the American people can see exactly who our sources are. And we also went the extra mile. Our researchers wanted to make sure that this guy had the street cred that he claimed he had. And we found a number of correlations between initiatives proposed by Chiefs for Change, as you noted, a recipient of millions from Blue Meridian Partners, a partner of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We found a number of correlations between initiatives proposed by Chiefs for Change that very shortly became agenda items for the Biden administration. Increased funding for Title I, the Institute of Education Sciences, and Pell Grants, among many others. So these are the people, this is the swamp. These are the swamp creatures. These are the people whispering in Joe Biden's ear about what the next moves should be, how to circumvent Congress, how to circumvent SCOTUS, and how to get ahead of what are very manifestly unconstitutional moves being made by the and executive examples of executive fiat is what I would call it.
Yeah, going and lying to the Hill, going and lying to Congress. I mean, Motley just openly said, this guy just said, the people who we partner with tell us what they need, and then I go and I translate to the Hill. Is this Motley guy, is he a criminal intentionally doing this as a racket, or is he just, does he just believe in these initiatives like he's got some kind of a noble cause?
Well, he's an embodiment of the system, and the system, many would argue, is in itself a racket.
I mean, these people should be jailed. They're literally crushing the backbone of our American economy, which is blue collar labor, middle class Americans. And you know, I mean, these people are the people who are responsible for strapping debt on the backs of hardworking people across this country. You know, the lunch pail carrying, truck driving, you know, laborers, you know, electricians, plumbers, people who went to trade schools, who decided to stay out of college, are now strapped with this debt. I mean, this is as catastrophic as the unfettered illegal immigration military invasion that the same corporate crime syndicate is setting up at our border. I mean, the economic disaster of this is almost equal to the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, as McKees himself pointed out that in our video, that the student loan money finances a lot of government programs. So one of our Project Veritas, one of our follow-up questions would be, what programs and who is approving the use of that money that's going into programs from student loan money? That, by the way, he again himself says that they know that a lot of people are not going to be paying down.
Project Veritas recently cut ties with Matthew Tierman. That's the Polish-Israeli operative with Mossad ties who openly boasted about getting rid of James O'Keefe. Is the board at Veritas going to bring James O'Keefe back now that Israeli operative Matt Tierman is out?
Well, we are just, I don't know of any plans for that. The Tierman announcement was less than 48 hours ago. I've known Matt 10 years. He's been very, very kind to me and warm to me, and he's done a lot for Project Veritas. I know that. I wasn't in that board meeting. There was apparently a board meeting a couple days ago. I was not in that. It was very last minute. I'm still gathering the details surrounding that.
With his tenure on the board at Veritas was to spike the Ashley Biden diary. He, along with John Solomon, whose role at Veritas is unclear to us, worked really hard to scuttle that diary, even though they talked with her on the phone. They talked with Ashley Biden. She personally confirmed that it was legitimately her diary. So does Project Veritas share any blame for Joe Biden's win, since their top brass openly provided cover for Joe Biden in the final week of the election by covering up that diary?
Well, I'm not aware.
Pretty similar to how Twitter covered up the laptop.
Well, I will say, stay tuned for. I can't say a whole lot, but stay tuned for information about that. That very well may be coming out. I don't know. I'm very unfamiliar with Matt's role in that. that whole thing. I remember that. That was a couple of years ago, where there was a lot of deliberation about whether or not to release the diary. I don't recall Matt being a part of that conversation. But I can tell you that the items that you're speaking to, I wish I could say more right now. I can't, but what I can say is stay tuned.
That diary, our viewers will remember, where Ashley Biden openly said that she was taking likely inappropriate showers with her father, Joe Biden. James O'Keefe, going back to him, he wasn't fired after the Jordan Tristan Walker scandal. That's the Pfizer homo twink who got caught talking openly about manipulating drugs and viruses in order to make billions and trillions of dollars, forcing governments to react to buy Pfizer's product. But O'Keefe was fired within mere hours after pointing to evidence of the possibility of delivering a virus-like particle and anthrax via industrial-scale HVAC system. Specifically, O'Keefe tweeted about Jordan Walker's involvement with Boston Consulting Group and the rolling out by BCG of remdesivir, which we all know is the standard of care for COVID-19, deadly protocol, as well as the principal at BCG called Sarah Shuang Wu, who owns the patents for HVAC controllers that could be used in the delivery of bioweapons like VLPs and anthrax. Is Veritas looking into the involvement of BCG and Pfizer in pushing remdesivir?
The remdesivir thing, that is actually something that we have been investigating for actually, I had an insider that I was working with about a year ago. On the remdesivir beat. That is something that is absolutely of interest to us, yes.
What about Veritas diving into Jordan Walker's immediate boss at BCG, this Sarah Shuang Wu, and her potential involvement with the delivery of VLPs by HVAC? Because as we know, COVID-19 is an aerosolized bioweapon. It would be very easy to pump these things into industrial facilities like hospitals, for example.
That's, again, also very much of interest to us. Anything that the mainstream media is refusing to cover, there's usually a reason why the mainstream media is refusing to cover it, and that is what we tend to want the front row seats on. So, you know, I would direct people, if you wouldn't mind, to projectveritas.com/tips. We're looking for whistleblowers, insiders, anyone especially who is behind enemy lines, who has a conscience but is lacking the means, who has conscience and courage, and would like the means for the American people and the world to see and hear the things that they are seeing and hearing. I always tell people, look, if you're in a situation where you're working in a rotting institution that's rotting with corruption, and you don't know who to turn to, you don't know who. There's a reason God puts us in front, puts very special people in situations where they are witnesses to corruption, direct eyewitnesses to corruption. And that's perhaps where we come in, where we can say, hey, here's an opportunity to share what you're seeing and hearing with the people who are entitled to know these things, the American people, the world. That's where we come in. If you know about things that are going on that are of a necessary public interest and are public consequence, get in touch with us, and we want to help you convey that information to the people who
like
deserve to know about
Biden
it.
Like the Ashley Biden diary, for example.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, that was a little disappointing. We're looking forward to any reporting that you'll do on it. But the timing,
yes.
I mean, just weeks before this Biden election, which, you know, it's our position here that elections are fake and gay and rigged and stolen, and that we don't have a two-party representative government. And so we try to highlight on a daily basis about how we have been basically infiltrated and overtaken. We're a conquered country. And what we have in the D.C. Beltway right now is a corporate crime syndicate, a murderous regime, who's intentionally leading people, specifically whites, and their children to death. We appreciate you being here. We're looking forward to more. That's projectveritas.com/tips. If you have anything, Christian Hartsock, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying
income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
I'm going to fill this box here and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. Welcome back. So for more than 1,000 years, France was the heart of Western civilization, Christian civilization. They gave us Gothic cathedrals. They gave us the Crusades, knightly chivalry. But now France is dying. It's not dead already. Just like America, decades ago, France threw in its lot with diversity. They've let in millions of hostile immigrants from Africa and the Middle East. How many exactly, nobody actually knows. Literally, in France, unlike America, it's illegal to track the race or religion of the population, so people can only guess as to how far the country has fallen. Well, this past week, we're getting a pretty good idea as France erupts in some of its worst rioting in decades. The cause, just like in America, was the death of a career criminal at the hands of police. A week ago, 17-year-old Nahal Merzouk was driving his Mercedes through bus lanes at high speeds until he got caught in traffic and was approached by two police officers on motorcycles. Well, as the cops tried to detain Merzouk, he instead slammed on the gas pedal to try and flee the scene, and one of the officers shot and killed him. Now, if he had simply obeyed the law, Merzouk would still be alive. But instead, France's underclass blames the cops, of course, and has exploded in rioting. They're burning cars and they're burning trucks and entire buildings. The rioting has gone on for a week without stopping. Now, for years, the French elite has pushed the globalist lie that anyone can be French. But the Muslim underclass of France doesn't want to be French. No, they want to be Muslim. And they see France as a country that they're conquering just as they tried to conquer it 1,000 years ago. Jim Ferguson is a businessman and entrepreneur who started several businesses from scratch. He's the former parliamentary candidate with the Brexit Party for European and Westminster parliaments, and he joins us now. Jim, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, Stu. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, this is no localized insertion. I mean, this is a widespread military offensive attack is what it looks like from what we're seeing here. Is that accurate?
I would say it was. We started to notice something very peculiar happening on Friday afternoon. I know people in France. I'm contacts there. They were saying, Jim, something's happening. This isn't normal. And you have to understand, Stu, that France has seen riots before and many protests. Indeed, the last 3 years have been really problematic for the country. But they were telling me that the violence was off the charts. This was unlike anything they had seen before.
What are some of the things that they're seeing?
Well, they were seeing people being savagely beaten and attacked, men, women, children. They were seeing predominantly libraries and schools being burnt to the ground, as well as cars and other destruction. Obviously, looting was rife as well, but there was a coordination to this that was most unusual that hadn't been seen before.
Where do you think the coordination's coming from?
It's hard to say, but in your opening remarks, you're absolutely correct. President Macron of France has had an open-door policy, as has most of the leaders of Western countries, including the United Kingdom, United States of America, Canada and others, and all across Europe, where they are usually World Economic Forum affiliated. And the whole destruction that we're seeing in France could very easily happen in the United Kingdom and these other countries that have very large migrant populations.
Yeah, I mean, so just like what we saw here over the summer of 2020 with the combined efforts from the terrorist groups called Black Lives Matter and Antifa, just with impunity, burning down cities, looting, robbing, raping, $12 billion in damage across our country in, what, a three-month period, completely organized and funded by the federal government. This was taxpayer-funded corporate crime syndicate murder and destruction that happened. And then when these people had a brush up with the law, Kamala Harris's bail fund came in to spring these people from jail so they could go reoffend and hurt and kill more people. So there was a massive coordination. I mean, Antifa is a CIA, you know, creation, just like ISIS was a CIA creation. Do you think that this has been coordinated by the French president? Do you think that there's some sort of government coordination bringing in what we appear to be seeing here as just military-aged fighters?
Well, there's a saying that the elites have, which is order out of chaos. And what you're seeing is exactly that. They create the problem and then they offer the solution. And indeed, very quickly, when I put out a tweet, when I learned that there was full-on censorship of social media, and even internet in and out of France, there was a blackout for a period of time. And this is as a direct result of the controls that they want to exercise. Yes, it's absolutely coordinated. In fact, there are billionaires like George Soros, there are billionaires like Bill Gates, they're all WEF members. And these people are absolutely serious about what they want to do. People are just starting to wake up now, Stu, to what their ultimate aims are. But it is the destruction of the nation state. And what better way to do that than to absolutely fill it with people who are alien to the culture, alien to the religion, alien to the traditions of that particular host nation. And that's what we're witnessing in France. Exactly the same thing is happening on the southern border in the United States of America. Exactly the same thing is happening across the channel in the United Kingdom. It is coordinated. And if the people don't rise up and wake up very quickly to what's going on by these WEF administrators, like Trudeau in Canada, like Joe Biden in America, we're going to see the similar situations that we're seeing in France right now. The violence is off the scale. It is incredibly violent. And the destruction of civic and national buildings is happening, and it's not slowing down. And I was absolutely shocked when I saw reports coming in from contacts that I know in France were saying that the police were being stood down. And there are two large policing units, the Front National and others, and two of them have said that they were on the point of revolting against Macron. I saw a speech made by Marine Le Pen, who is on the opposite side of the French political spectrum, calling for order, but also saying this is a direct result from mass uncontrolled immigration.
Yeah.
And it is being done by design, Stu.
Yeah, it was on my Twitter, actually. She completely roasted the regime there. And that was incredible. I had this conversation over the weekend. You know, this operation is far more in depth than just the physical invasion of your country and ours. This is actually a decades long psychological brainwashing programming operation that has been done at the hands of the media and the ruling elites that you mentioned, the small number of people, the psychopaths like Bill Gates and George Soros, and of course, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, in making people believe that the only way that they're safe is that they are tolerant and welcoming, overwhelming of, you know, people from other places, illegal immigrants, for example, or black people, you know, that come from other countries. I've seen people go out of their way on social media to talk about, for example, you could have a 400-pound, completely disgustingly obese black woman in wearing something that she shouldn't absolutely be wearing at the beach. And there are white women that will go out of their way to talk about the beautiful curvature of her body and how stunningly gorgeous she is, and so that they can mark themselves safe from being a racist online. Do you think that this apathetic complacency that we have in your populations there over the pond and our populations here, do you think that that is a driving force in this, that we've just been slowly just allowing this because people don't want to be, you know, perceived as or openly called a racist or a bigot?
Yeah, I think most people are decent. And you know, I hear all this talk about racism everywhere. I think I met one racist once in my life, a thoroughly unpleasant individual. And most other people are just simply raising concerns about mass and controlled immigration, housing, there's not enough resources in schools for children. All of these things are creating an undue pressure. But you're absolutely right. Political correctness is equates to national suicide. We've got to call it like it really is. And there are people standing up and saying, this is no use. We've got a useless prime minister here. About as useless as Joe Biden in America, I have to be honest, and I know that's saying something. But Sunak is, he's not a true Brit in terms of caring about the British people. He is a WEF-appointed administrator, and he's a corporate globalist, just the same as Joe Biden, just the same as Justin Trudeau in Canada, just the same as Rutte in Holland. They're all in the same club, and you and I aren't in it, and most people aren't either. They're doing what they're doing to destroy the national state because that's the only blockage, or that's the only obstacle that stops them from having a one world government with them in control.
Yeah, it happened in New Zealand with Ardern. It's happening in Australia, basically anywhere where there's a Christian civilization that prevails. It's being done specifically in those places that don't have guns. And it's all being done by the terrorists and the psychopaths over there at the World Economic Forum. This diversity thing is not our bedrock by any means at all whatsoever, and we should emphatically fight back against it. Jim Ferguson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Stu.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. You have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD. You've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma. And because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. So for the first time in 20 years, malaria has reappeared in the United States. Yeah, malaria. Four cases split between Florida and Texas. Now, incidentally, just a few weeks ago, Bill Gates funded the release of genetically modified mosquitoes in Texas and Florida through the company Oxitec. Now, the official justification is that these genetically modified mosquitoes will prevent the spread of diseases like Zika. Well, instead, we've eradicated disease making a comeback now. According to the authorities, it's all just a big coincidence. But in the empire of lies, the authorities lie more than anyone else, so why would we believe them now? Dr. Stella Emanuel is a friend of this program. She runs drstellamd.com, which you can visit using promo code STU for big discounts. That's drstellamd.com, promo code STU, and she joins us now. Always a pleasure having you. Is this a big coincidence that all of a sudden the Bill Gates modified swaths of mosquitoes are released in Florida and Texas? And now in Florida and Texas, guess what? We have malaria.
Yes. That's kind of weird. But my thing is, I don't want people to be scared. I don't want people to be terrified about malaria. I'm getting inboxes on social media. Dr. Sarah, what do we do? I got bit by a mosquito yesterday and I'm kind of worried. I'm anxious. I just want to reassure the American people. Number one, the malaria that was found is malaria vivax, is Plasmodium vivax, because there are several different kinds of Plasmodium that cause malaria. And the vivax one is the least aggressive. It's not as aggressive as falciparum that can easily kill people. So the malaria one that is causes vivax, and vivax is almost always sensitive to hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. The falciparum is resistant to a lot of things. So the one that they found is Plasmodium vivax, and it is sensitive to hydroxychloroquine, which if anybody has been listening to me for the past 3 years and had hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet, they should not be terrified in any way. The second thing I'll talk about the malaria is people are asking about ivermectin and malaria. Ivermectin does not treat malaria. But if you have ivermectin on board and the mosquito bites you, then it kills the mosquito and breaks the cycle. Because the way malaria works is that malaria grows in the mosquito for a certain part of its cycle, and then it grows in the human body for the other part of the cycle. So if you break any of them, any part of the cycle, then eradicates malaria. So if ivermectin will help to stop the spread of malaria, if there really is malaria, it will stop the spread if a mosquito, a female Anopheles mosquito, eats from somebody's blood that has ivermectin, it will kill the mosquito. So that's some of the things that I would say. The other thing I would tell people is malaria presents kind of like COVID. You get upper respiratory symptoms, you feel very achy, and of course, you get these cyclical fevers. At the time when the fever is high, that is when your body, the malaria is circulating in your body so that mosquitoes can bite you and pick it up, digest it, grow it, and then deposit it in somebody else. So the reason still why I was so good at taking care of COVID patients is because I grew up in a malaria endemic zone in Cameroon. I went to medical school in Nigeria and I trained in a malaria endemic zone. We got used to what we call Sunday medicine. And I've been trying to get people to be on Sunday medicine for COVID, putting people on hydroxychloroquine weekly or ivermectin weekly to prevent COVID, taking with zinc and vitamin C. So if you are already taking hydroxychloroquine for Sunday medicine, or you're taking hydroxychloroquine for lupus or any other reason, I will not be concerned about this malaria. The only reason I'm saying this is because people are terrified. If they found two cases of malaria or four cases, I don't know where that is going. But I know that they can take that and bust into some kind of fear and just get
people
terrified.
That's right. Yeah, of course. So, they want people terrified so that they can push them towards big pharma, and so that people can ignore real doctors that take their Hippocratic oath seriously, like you. And so we would encourage people to go check out the products at drstellamd.com. Again, that's drstellamd.com. And because she's a friend of mine and a friend of the program, if you use the promo code STU when you go there, you get all kinds of discounts. I've got about 30 seconds left here. I want to give you the final words. I know you were trying to get something out there.
Yeah, I was trying to say that Bill Gates is actually trying to get a malaria vaccine. Please, guys, don't take no malaria vaccine.
Of course. Anyway, brought to you by Pfizer, right? The Moderna version, the mRNA malaria vaccine. Unbelievable.
So I tell everybody, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Go to our website, drstellamd.com. Please do it now. Don't wait till you're sick. or something happens and then you don't know what to do. Do it now. Of course, use promo code STEW and you'll get a discount. God
bless
you.
Full disclosure here, I am a customer at drstellamd.com and my medicine cabinet is filled with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. I'm ready for anything. And I just want to thank you for being there from the beginning. Not just coming in and grifting here on the tail end like so many of these other trusted experts are doing now, still talking about viruses and lab leaks. It's complete nonsense. Pointing people in the direction of other vaccines. It's just absolutely insane. These people are grifting. You have been out here trying to save lives. That has been the platform of this program since its very inception, was to save lives.
Yes.
And people like, you know, Zev Zelenko, the late, great Dr. Zev Zelenko, who were out there in the middle of all this at the very beginning when we didn't know what the hell was going on, you included, fighting back against the murderous regime in order to save lives. And people shouldn't forget that. DrStellaMD.com. Use promo code STU. Dr. Stella, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
All right. God bless you.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. We hope that you all had an excellent 4th of July celebration, celebrating our independence. As I noted earlier, we're now in that very same position. Only the totalitarian, murderous regime that we will once again be charged with fighting for our independence, to regain that independence, is in Washington, D.C. Across the planet, there are many corrupt governments. From where we sit, it appears that our own fake government is the most corrupt institution on the entire planet. These are the people that must be removed. Of course, you can check us out on Roku. If you have a Roku TV, download the Stu Peters Network app. We are still on DirecTV and Dish Network. Look for the BEK Beck News Network. Also, of course, on Rumble, the Stu Peters Network. All of the shows across the network air here constantly 24 hours a day on those Roku channels. Make sure that you download it. If you can, tell a friend about how easy it is now to find us and watch us on your TV sets, including Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, including In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels, The Richard Leonard Show, Crosstalk News, and we've got more shows coming as well. Don't forget about Uncensored with Maria Z as well. It is a pleasure to be here, be back in this chair after 5 days well spent with my kiddos. Had a great time on the Mississippi River doing some camping and being on the beach and grilling out and really roughing it. It was an awesome time. Bonding is really important in these times. We can't forget what's most important, and that is family. Make sure to visit CortezWM.com. That's Cortez Wealth Management. That's Carlos Cortez, another guy that's like a brother. Blood wouldn't bring us closer together. I trust him with my finances, and I believe that you should take a look as well. He will help you with the Never Tax Retirement Strategy. It's all part of the America First Retirement Strategy, the America First Retirement Plan. Go to CortezWM.com to book that free appointment. We will see you back here tomorrow in the same time from the same place. Until then, God bless you.